Welcome. It's the domain day for cheapwinefinder.com with another wine review companion podcast like we always do. And I'm going to do this one more time because I want everybody to, because people do ask questions and always look confused. Cheap Wine Finder, and we started 15 years ago. That was back when it was an internet slang. There was cheap airfare, cheap hotel, cheap rental car, cheap big screen TV, and cheap wine, among other things. And every one of those things meant they wanted the best for the least amount of money. And that actually works really well for wine, and we've been writing about value-priced wines that can bring it. So that brings us to today, where we have the Aldi Specially Selected Barossa Valley Shiraz 2021. This looks to be Aldi's answer to Trader Joe's Reserve wines, and they have 10 different wines in this specially selected category from different premier growing regions throughout the world. Really, they have Prosecco, they have French sparkling wine, they have New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc, and I think a Malbec from Argentina, and so on and so on. My Aldi's only had 3 different ones. I think they had a Tempranillo from Spain, Rioja, and I forget what the other one was. But I imagine we'll be talking about all of them at some point. And Aldi, you know, Aldi, Trader Joe's and Aldi have a great reputation worldwide for bringing value wines. Actually, in Europe, they have even a better reputation than they do in the United States, because they're constantly winning, you know, competitions. They do a lot of wine competitions in Europe, where wine's a major, major thing. It is here, but it's different there. And Aldi gets wine of the year, and I mean, Aldi is both Trader Joe's and Aldi. They're one's Aldi North, the one's Aldi South. In Europe here, they got different names, but they're legit, and they get legitimate wines from across the globe. And Aldi actually is in Australia, so this is a place where they source wines and they sell their food, so this is a good place for them. And here we go, and this is a Barossa Valley Shiraz. It's in South Australia. Every wine growing region in Australia is in a bay or a cove, or near a bay or a cove, on the south side, because that way you get cold breezes coming in, because the interior of Australia is not fit for growing pretty much anything. So Barossa Valley is kind of like one of the premier Shiraz, or Syrah, the same grape, different name, growing regions in the world. Like Syrah is really known for being in the Rhone Valley, Southern Rhone Valley, actually in the Northern Rhone Valley too. That's the kind of the home place, but Barossa and McLaren Vale and a few other, you know, down in Australia, there's a few places that are well known for it. But this is kind of like the premier region. This is where there's $500 wines from this region. This is $9.99. And I'm going to take a sip and we're going to talk about it. It's rich, smooth, and balanced with ripe blueberries, red berries like raspberry, and kind of rough edge spices. And it's a well-balanced, well-made, smooth, kind of nice and long, has good length to it. And here's the thing for me, from my perspective, one of the first wines I ever liked was back in the early 2000s when Shiraz wines from Australia were all the rage. I mean, there were, your liquor store would have a section maybe 15 feet long of just Australian wines, and most of them be Shiraz, and the wine reviewers would give them all 90 plus points no matter what the price range was, and they were big and bold. And the winemakers try to outdo each other. There would be 15, 16, 17% alcohol wines. And I remember one wine, they made it to upset every Frenchman, because it was, you know, so non-like what the French do. And they were just big, and everybody's outdoing themselves, and they were fun. Then the 2008 worldwide economic downturn happened, and it killed kind of their economic structure of how the wines are being sold across the world. And when things came back to normal, Malbec from Argentina kind of was all the rage, and Australian Shiraz kind of fell to the side. And now it's back, but they're balanced and they're smooth. I think I think this 14.5 on the alcohol, which is no different than any red wine from California. And it's balanced and it's well made, and I kind of miss the crazy wines, where they were so fruit forward and so full of spice and so full of everything that they just you're kind of in awe of how the winemaker pulled it off. But here we go. This is a $9.99 Aldi's wine, and it's tasty and it's good, and it sips well. It would pair with food. You could have it with a steak. You could have it with stews. Now that we're getting in the 80s again in Chicago. But this is a balanced, good tasting, interesting wine. It costs $9.99. Aldi's got off to a good start with their specially selected line. Barossa Valley is a great place for Shiraz, and $9.99 is a great price. So that's it for me, Domain Dave, from cheapwinefighter.com. Like us where you like your podcast, if you will. Comment on things if you want to. You might get, we won't be too snarky or nothing. But that's it for me. Stay cool, warm, dry, or wet, wherever it's going on out there. I don't know. And this is Dave, Domain Dave for cheapwinefighter.com, and I'll be talking to you in a couple of days with something new. So adios, keep it cheap, and bye-bye.